Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get into the 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. And we will start with what really is the game everybody's talking about. And that is tonight, Jeff, the Atlanta United against, no, I'm kidding, it's Georgia and Alabama in the SEC Championship. Haven't seen you this week, although you were here Monday. I just wasn't.
Yeah, that's your just-in-case holiday every year. You're like, I'm not dealing with that guy. Yeah. Things don't go
I left
well.
Poor Tyler with you, but.
No, hey, I was
grateful. I know you were fine, yeah. Well, I mean, you weren't even upset about the fact that Tech is currently on a 14-0 run in the series. But, all right, Georgia and Alabama, give us a quick opening statement for the game, even though we're already on Thursday.
No, I think it should be a great game. Alabama's been the best team in the country this year. Georgia's been one of the best teams. You know, Alabama's 12-0, Georgia's 11-1. These two teams, virtually every starter out there and probably every second and third stringer too, was recruited by both of these schools. There's tremendous familiarity between the head coaches, between the coaching staffs. Obviously, there's quite the history, and two of the three most heartbreaking losses in Georgia annals, certainly in my lifetime, have come to Alabama and the city of Atlanta. In this decade, you know, Bama looks like that invincible team. But I'll tell you what, Georgia's got a pretty nice-sized rock to put in that slingshot. I like the Dogs' chances. But the talent on this field is just going to be extraordinary.
Well, USC in 2005 looked invincible. Miami in 2002 looked like one of those invincible teams.
Florida State in 93. Even though they won it, Notre Dame beat them.
Hey, well, how about that Florida State team in 2000? They lost to upstart Oklahoma.
That's exactly right, with a young Bob Stoops.
How about that Kentucky basketball team that was on the way to 40-0 until they lost in the Final Four to Wisconsin?
That's exactly right. It can happen, and I think Georgia's got a chance. This should be a great game. I'm looking forward to it. And for whatever reason, and I know they'll kick in on Saturday, I mean, the nerve level last week was just at an all-time high. But I'm going into this one. I'm going into the week. Now, on game day, I'll be the butterflies and large bats will be flying in my stomach. But I'm enjoying this week with what Georgia's done this year. I mean, Chris, think about this. The last 2 years, we're 10-1 against Florida, Auburn, Tech, South Carolina, and Tennessee.
It's interesting, like, the Georgia's as big an underdog Saturday as they were in 2011 going to face LSU, but I have a completely different feeling about this game.
Oh, yeah, that time. I mean, I didn't think we'd stay within 20.
No.
And we didn't.
And I think this team's got – they've got a chance to win, which – so what would be the percentage you would assign? Is it 50-50 for you, or is it, you know, what, 40-60?
I think if you looked at it, if you just tried to look at it, like if I put myself in a Vegas standpoint and didn't, pardon the pun, have a dog or an elephant in the hunt here, I would say Alabama would probably be somewhere between a 67 and a 75% chance win rate. But I think just kind of knowing the intangibles and the like and where Georgia's sitting, I think it's close to a 50-50 game on Saturday.
You know, it's funny with, like, you think about the during the preseason and conference championship futures, Georgia was 2.5-1 before the season started to win the SEC. You can get a better price on them for Saturday's game now on just the straight-up money line than you could have before the year even started for Georgia to win the SEC. Because, I thought all along during the offseason that Georgia and Alabama would play, but I didn't see – I figured Georgia would be about the same, you know, back in the summer. Mm-hmm. The number would be similar to what it was in January, but now we're sitting here and it's 13, and, like, that's – it's a good deal on Georgia, if you ask me.
No, it's a healthy number. And listen, Bama might go out there and win, And you know what? If they do, as disappointing as it would be, you know, that's okay. Because you know, we'd be going to the Sugar Bowl. And again, I just with the job Kirby and this staff's doing, with what Georgia will have coming back, just this is where you have to say to yourself, all right, 2 years ago, remember those three crushing losses and those walks up Baxter Hill and a two-point win over Nicholls State. And 3 years ago, remember that near miss against Georgia Southern. And look where we are now.
Yeah, and Georgia's going to the SEC championship game with a shot at Bama. It's funny, like I feel about the same as I did with that game in January. I mean, I felt like Georgia had a good chance to win that game in January, and I think they've got a similar shot on Saturday. I hope it doesn't end in the same way. I actually would prefer if Bama wins, maybe they do just blow us out than to have what happened a couple of months ago happen again.
Well, if it is tight and Bama's got the ball late, just the Georgia history. Guard that deep pass down the left sideline. Greg Garrity, Amari Cooper, Tua last year. The Marino pass was right down the middle.
Yeah.
But that left sideline just.
Yeah, money line on Georgia right now is about 4.5 to 1.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to give you a couple of my. Are there a couple of areas where you think Georgia is better this season than the Bulldogs were last year?
Yeah, honestly, I think we're the depth of our passing game and our receivers is yes.
And Jake's better.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, he's a
sophomore. Yeah.
And you got Justin Fields too.
Right.
We're better at quarterback.
It's still a potential where Georgia could decide, you know what, we'll give them some looks at Fields, whereas last year, I mean, Eason wasn't getting on the field in that game.
The offensive line is better.
Yeah.
Despite losing win. And, Chris, I think the secondary is more talented this year too.
Yeah, I mean, but in the one spot opposite Baker, it's obviously younger, where you did have, I mean, two veterans there. But it was, unfortunately, those two veterans that ended up, you know, not making the play at the end of the game there. But I do think our – and I you know what? I know I'm the guy that thought Ole Miss – if there was an area of Alabama that could be exploited, it's their pass defense and their secondary. And I thought Ole Miss could do it. They lost 62-7, but they did lead 7-0 after hitting a 75-yard touchdown pass. I still believe that is the case with Alabama. And I think Georgia certainly is better equipped to exploit that.
Another thing where I like when Georgia does this. Georgia's got a great head coach. Alabama's got a head coach that'll certainly go down, if not the greatest ever, on the short list. I think when Georgia's running the hurry up, that's when Georgia's at its best. Because, and this is no knock on any coaches anywhere, but then at that point the game is much more in the hands of the player. Jake Fromm is a coach on the field. I mean, hey, in an ideal world, Kirby's here 20 years, wins 5 or 6 national titles, never loses to Tech. And, like, Jake Fromm succeeds him as the head coach here. But when it's just basically player on player, the players are making checks, I'll take Jake Fromm against the opposing defense when you don't have the coaches involved. I think that's an advantage for Georgia.
Yeah, and that goes to, you know, his maturity and how much better he is now as a sophomore, a full sophomore season, instead of being at the tail end of a freshman year. And, you know, overall, I think the depth of the receiving core. I think we have more more ways, and because really, I mean, Fromm was attached to Wims last season, and then Wims got hurt in this game, right?
And that's when Ridley stepped in and played well. But now you've got Holloman, Ridley, Godwin, and Hardman, and I mean, Tyler Simmons has really emerged. And I'll tell you another guy who's a good blocker, who's shown, you know, like that Jason Stanley. You know, that's another guy that you just have to keep an eye on. But what you're seeing is the recruiting and the development, just the overall depth of talent. Now, again, if you want to compare this Georgia team to last year's team, you know, Roquan, Sony, Nick, at the very top, it's obviously still advantage 2017. But there's no question, the overall depth of talent, when you look on the offensive line and at wide receiver in particular – this team.
It's improved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Jeff, moving on. Time for a little role playing. You
yes.
are a Tech fan.
Okay. How was I so cursed?
How should you remember Paul Johnson?
I think there were more good days than there were bad days. Now, unfortunately, I guess if I'm being bizarro, there were three Saturdays in Athens, Georgia. They won an ACC championship. Did he go to three ACC title games?
Yeah.
They lost to Florida State. Then they went the year they were 6-6.
They beat
right?
Clemson, and they lost to Florida. They lost to Florida State
twice
and beat Clemson.
Okay.
That's the thing. They beat Clemson in the ACC
right.
title game.
And I read, too, that they finished in his 11 years, they finished in the top two in that Coastal Division seven times.
Yeah. And look, the three wins against Georgia, Chan didn't have any.
No.
So his predecessor didn't beat us.
No, and I think you have to say, I mean, you know, Pepper Rodgers had his moments, you know, Bill Curry, and then Bobby Ross, they had the great team in 1990, but then Ross left for the NFL. So Johnson's definitely the longest tenured coach since Bobby died. And I think if you said Ross was the best coach they've had, it'd be hard to argue with that. Plus, you had the Ross-O'Leary combination there with Ralph Friedgen as the OC.
Yeah.
That was a great staff.
Now, O'Leary didn't have any – he had one legitimate win against us,
right?
Because the other two were cheaters, and then the one in 2000 was a bad one.
Yeah, that was – that's really – that we should be 27-1 against them since 1991.
Yeah, with 2000 being the only legitimate one.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the three they got with Paul Johnson were legitimate, but it was self-destructing.
It was more us blowing the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And it's a different Georgia now. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, stuff can't happen, but it's a different animal now.
I mean, he did a good job there, but you did kind of get the sense that it was tailing off. So ultimately, if you're a Tech fan, you're probably like, all right, I'm ready to see something else at this point.
And I think you kind of hit the point, too. The manner in which Georgia totally dominated them the last 2 years, and to a slightly lesser degree, Clemson, it was like what was kind of their calling card that gave them a chance in games like that it had been solved.
Right. And that was where, as a Tech fan, you had to – Am I good going winning seven or eight games, maybe winning the Coastal every now and then and going to a bowl game, or do I want to at least believe we've got a chance to beat Georgia? Because I think that had dried up. That wasn't going to happen anymore.
So let me ask you, who do they wind up hiring? I mean, right now, if you're looking at the odds, there's just a plurality candidate. Certainly nobody's getting a majority of the votes. You know, we were pretty darn sure Kirby was gonna be the guy here. I mean, is Wisenhunt your best guess? Because I look at Monka, and I call him or Monken, and I call him Coach Ken. I still can't say his last name at Navy.
Yeah,
I don't think they want to do the option.
I don't think so either.
I mean, are they going to hire Brian Bohannon? You know, he went to Georgia. Kennesaw runs a version of that option.
There's the I guess the guy at Appalachian State, but now he's being linked maybe to Louisville since Brohm turned them down.
Would Brohm go to Tech?
If he didn't go to Louisville, I don't think he'd go to Tech. Okay. I wouldn't go to Tech for Purdue because, you know, you're at Purdue and I get like Notre Dame's in that state, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to come to Georgia. The state of Georgia right now and recruit or attempt to recruit
at
Tech.
I would think, too, and obviously if they brought in a coach, they'd wine him and dine him and do him right and take him to the right spots. But it's pretty – if you spend a couple of days in Atlanta, I get that Tech's there, but it's pretty easy to tell. Not only is it a Georgia town, there are a lot more Auburn and Tennessee fans in Atlanta than there are Tech fans.
Yeah, and now, you know, a lot of Bama fans have popped up over the last decade or so.
When I was over in Atlanta a bunch during the 90s, I'd see all those Florida State flags flying
everywhere
all the time.
Now they're not there anymore.
Yeah, it's funny how that
now
works.
They've been replaced by Bama stickers and stuff. So things are everywhere. I'm not looking forward to that Saturday. Like, the Auburn fans I can tolerate
right
from last year, but I'm already, like, going to be like stuck in that like big cattle line trying to get into the gates, and there's just gonna be surrounded by like Alabama fans,
and probably about 80% of them didn't go to school there.
No, yeah, that's not going to be fun. I hope we beat them, but then we'll have to play them again because they'll still be in the playoff.
And we don't really care much about the SEC. Oh, okay.
Exactly. I mean,
okay.
Why should they? Last year should have been one of the worst years in the history of Alabama football, and it turned out to be one of the best.
See, and I hate it when I'm right. I hate it when I'm right on stuff like this. perfect example of why the playoff stinks. That should have been the most devastating loss that Alabama's had since Notre Dame beat them 24-23 in the 73 show. They lost to Auburn to lose an undefeated season. No division title, no SEC title. So, oh, no, we'll just skip playing in that conference title game and go to the playoffs. And I like I heard an ESPN promo, and I get it. They televise it, and they're marketing it. And I heard Kirk Herbstreit say, hey, and in this day with the playoffs, every game matters. I'm like, no, it doesn't. They used to all matter. Most of them matter now.
Like I feel like
the Iron Bowl clearly didn't matter last year.
I don't think Saturday matters for them. I think they're going to get. I think they're already in, win or lose. And I think last year is part of the reason why they just have to be in. Because if you're going to put them in last year, you have to put them in this year. Because they at least this year they got to the SEC title game.
That would be another great question for Saban. After last year's failure in the Iron Bowl. Do you feel like the fact that you finally made it to Atlanta, which, I mean, let's face it, you hadn't been to Atlanta since Barack Obama was president.
Right.
But the fact that that's finally happened.
Well, that, I mean, if, let's say they lose and then don't make it, then the follow-up next year at SEC Con is like, is the strategy this year, coach, to not make the SEC title game?
Right.
Because it seems like whenever you don't make it, you win the national title.
And that is a thing. And here's what I get to. Well, they've proven it, like in 2011 and last year. And I'm like, to a degree, yes, they've won, but they've also got one less chance to lose in a 12-game regular season schedule. So in 2011, they played 13 games, not 14. And last year, they played 14 games, not 15. And there's also the fact of, as an athlete, when you feel like you get that quote-unquote second chance, and you've already got a really good team, and obviously they've had great teams, just – the odds of you fouling up again are just not good.
That's like now this year you got Notre Dame just sitting out there. They don't have to do anything.
In all honesty, that deal that they've got with that quasi deal with the ACC, they should be playing Clemson Saturday.
Yeah, instead of Pitt.
It should be Clemson and Notre Dame Saturday.
Yeah, force them in there. That's a good call. Notre Dame's like, nah, we're good.
Yeah, we'll just – but, I mean, to me, but you know what, because it is Notre Dame, if BYU had done this and played the same schedule, BYU would not be it. They could have played the exact same schedule.
Yeah, because the schedule, I mean, really, Notre Dame probably –
they got lucky. Virginia Tech stunk this year. Florida State stunk this year. I get it. In most years, Stanford was down this year. I mean, their one legit win was Michigan, and the Northwestern win was okay.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, their best win after Michigan, though, was probably Stanford.
And they were just okay.
Okay. But that's the thing, like looking at their resume, I mean, really, really could argue that they shouldn't be in the top four, but they're Notre Dame and they're undefeated. But you're 100% right. If BYU had played the same schedule and was sitting there undefeated, they would not be ranked third right now.
No. The three best teams in the country are Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia.
Yeah.
All right. So, that,
which is why I think even if they lose Saturday, Alabama is Alabama suddenly a worse team than Ohio State or Oklahoma? No. So if the objective is to get the four best teams in the playoff, then Bama's going to be there.
And I'll tell you what, if I'm Greg Sankey right now, my objective is to get as many teams as the playoffs as possible. I'm canceling Saturday's game.
I'd be all for that. Just you know what? We'll play them. Let's go play them in
the
Orange Bowl.
Semifinal.
Yeah, go play in the Orange Bowl.
And you can have Clemson and the Irish.
Because Georgia's the only team that's got something to lose Saturday.
No question. Yeah, it's a quarterfinal game for Georgia, but Bama's in a 2 out of 3.
Right. They're like in the College World Series. They'll just move into the losers bracket if they don't win. All right, moving on to the final, the 5 at 5. Jeff, North Carolina hired Mac Brown to be its head coach. Jeff,
have you seen it? It's Mac to the future.
Have you seen who he's apparently hiring to be his defensive coordinator?
Chizik again?
Greg Robinson, who I think is older than Mac Brown. But the question is, like, what is North Carolina doing?
What was that movie with Tommy Lee Jones and Clint Eastwood when they were astronauts?
Space Cowboys.
Is that what North Carolina's doing?
Yeah, so who's the offensive coordinator comp to Greg Robinson?
I mean, are they going to get the fridge back?
There you go.
Get him out of retirement? The guy's a good coach.
Get the fridge, Greg Robinson, and Mac Brown, just space cowboys in Chapel Hill.
Who else? Was James Garner in that too, maybe? Just some old classic actors?
I think, yes, James
Garner.
Maybe
Donald Sutherland.
That was it. It was Donald Sutherland.
That's what North Carolina. Space Cowboys.
That's a good. Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, it was Clint, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner.
All right, somebody's got to do a GIF or one of those internet things on that.
With them? Yeah. Yes. If he's got to hire some, like, also similarly old guy to be his OC.
Well,
but
I've got the answer then. Steve Spurrier.
Oh, there you go. Spurrier, Robinson, Mack.
Space Cowboys.
In Chapel Hill. I mean, what a lousy, lazy hire by North Carolina. Jeff, finally, we'll wrap up the 5-5 with a quick Falcons mention. Atlanta's a home dog this weekend to Baltimore. I know Joe Flacco practiced today, but it is still looking like Lamar Jackson is going to start, the rookie Lamar Jackson. Do we trust him as a road favorite yet?
I think he might have to lean Atlanta, but I'm sorry, Falcons fans. This is a play, and I picked him to go to the Super Bowl. Dumb, dumb me. I know, they'll probably do it next year now.
Your other Super Bowl picks won like 8 in a row, though.
Rolling, baby. I think losing the rest of the way would be a good thing for the Falcons, because I look at these defensive linemen, guys like Christian Wilkins and Quinnen Williams.
There's a ton of them.
That would be really good for Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, right now Atlanta would have a top 10 pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
All right, there's the 5-5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.